The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven in order to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this evil generation seek a sign? And I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And then he left and got into the boat and went to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The sign, people seeking the sign, becomes a very interesting conversation when you look at the Pharisees encountering Jesus Christ. Four times in the Gospels, the challenge to give a sign is brought by the Pharisees, the manner in which they relate to Jesus. Now, in Matthew and in Luke, it says, "No sign will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah." Now, we read a few weeks ago from the prophet Jonah. He was a reluctant prophet. And just as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man will be 3 days in the belly of the earth. And if you're going to follow Luke and Matthew here, we're reading from Mark today, we'll conclude, as Augustine did, that the sign will be the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate sign. Now, the Pharisees are looking for some extraordinary signs, not just healing or not just raising somebody from the dead. They're looking for cosmic signs. They're looking for his extraordinary signs from the heavens. And Jesus said, "The sign you will get is not the sign you understand. The sign you will get is the sign of a Messiah who suffers, a Messiah who forgives, a Messiah who heals and raises people from the dead." That's the sign. The sign will be that Jesus will suffer and he will die, and then he will be raised from the dead. That's the ultimate statement of the sign. And until you come to believe that, you will not understand the Messiah. And in fact, all the first followers of Jesus didn't understand the sign. I mean, the first disciples following Jesus Christ were looking for this powerful, powerful conquering Messiah. And instead, they got a servant Messiah, a suffering Messiah. So in some ways, we tend to look for the powerful Messiah. We tend to look for the powerful church, the extraordinary statement of perfection, of conquering, and of being powerful. And instead, we're given something which is very human, something broken, something that must die to the world and rise again in a new way. That's the great sign. There are other interpretations of the sign from other scholars that will say the sign is the repentance that happens in Nineveh after the prophet Jonah preaches there. So the sign will be seen in the repentance of those who listen to Jesus. But the repentance is also an act of dying and rising to new life. So when we come to look at this strange statement here, the moment of the Pharisees challenge Jesus looking for a sign, we're looking for the sign in our own lives. The sign that Jesus is present to us is a sign of suffering, it's a sign of dying, it's a sign of reborn, it's a sign of forgiveness, the sign of welcoming where I die to my ego and I'm reborn in the power of Jesus Christ. So it sounds like something very distant when you first read it, but when you think about it, it can be something very real in our own lives. The sign of being humble, asking for forgiveness, the sign of giving life to another person by forgiving the person or welcoming the person. These are the signs of disciples in Jesus Christ. We pause now for a moment of prayer.